From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting a week after violent protests broke out in the U.S. city of Charlottesville, Virginia. After white nationalists protested the removal of a Confederate statue, counter-protests today have assembled in the city of Boston, Massachusetts. VOA's Carolyn Prasuti is there.
I'm in the middle of groups that have signs like build the movement against Trump, join the socialists, end racism, end capitalism. Black Lives Matter. They're all carrying signs. The police just recently made them dump all of their protest sticks that the signs were on because they considered those to be potential weapons. The Boston police are determined that there will not be any violence today, like there happened to be in Charlottesville, Virginia last week when one woman was killed when a van plowed into a group of counter-protesters. These are the counter-protesters, and that is why police are on high alert. They are on bicycles. They are on foot. They are in cars. They are making makeshift barriers with various roadblocks.
And Carolyn tells us at some point they are expected, that protest is expected to run into another group of white nationalists later in the day. Catalan police have arrested a fourth man in connection with two terrorist attacks in the Barcelona region and Spain. It's left at least 14 people dead, dozens more injured. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the van attack on pedestrians in Barcelona. The bloodshed was Spain's deadliest attack since 2004, when Al-Qaeda-inspired bombers killed 192 people in assaults on Madrid's commuter trains. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The news that White House Chief Strategist Steve Bannon was leaving the Trump administration was made public Friday afternoon. By evening, he was back at work at his old job at the Breitbart News Network. More from VOA's Doug Bernard.
Bannon was a key advisor to Donald Trump's general election campaign and has been a forceful but contentious presence in a divided White House. A statement announced White House Chief of Staff John Kelly and Bannon had mutually agreed that Friday would be his last day. White House spokesman Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the White House is grateful for Bannon's service. Doug Bernard, VOA News.
Police in Finland say a stabbing spree left two people dead and at least six others injured in the southwestern coastal city of Turku, and it's being investigated as a terrorist attack. The suspect, whom the police shot in the leg, was identified as an 18-year-old Moroccan citizen. Security has been heightened at Helsinki Airport and at train stations in response to the stabbings. Lebanon's army says that it has launched a military campaign to remove Islamic State militants from its northeastern border with Syria. Lebanese Hezbollah and the Syrian army also said Saturday they have initiated a drive to expel IS from the Syrian side of the border. President Trump has met with his national security team to discuss a new strategy to deal with the 16-year war in Afghanistan. Options include sending thousands of additional troops to Afghanistan or withdrawing them altogether, leaving private military contractors to help manage the country's tenuous security situation. Pakistan's populist opposition leader Imran Khan says the future of relations with Afghanistan lies in the two countries developing more transparency.
The long-term relationship between Pakistan and Afghanistan is open borders. It's rather than building fences, I think it should have open free trade. It should be like a European Union type of a relationship. That's our long-term future. And this would be of enormous benefit to Afghanistan and Pakistan.
Pakistan is unilaterally fencing the nearly 2,600-kilometer, largely porous Afghan border. Sierra Leone's government buried more than 300 people killed earlier this week in mudslides in the country's capital, Freetown. Sierra Leone's President Ernest Bai Koromo offered his condolences.
We have come together to share the agony inflicted upon our nation by the pitiless floods and ferocious mudslides. This is another painful episode in our nation's history.
The government contends many victims ignored instructions to evacuate. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.